You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
What's up, everybody? This is Raised in the Woods, the Foul Life Edition. My name's Joel Clayfish. I get to captain this ship about everything great about the Midwest, the states of Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Iowa, and Illinois, along with my co-captain for the evening and throughout the show, throughout the year, actually, chef, acclaimed chef, award-winning French culinarian, Chef Ellie Lawton, who is the co-host of this show. You know, a lot of times we talk about you being a chef, but I think that skips over a little bit of the fact that you are an actual avid, true outdoorsman.
I sure am.
Yeah. She's still a woman.
I mean,
again.
Well, that's true. You mean because I said outdoorsman?
Right.
Okay. Well, outdoors person. Is that my... I don't follow the political correctness spectrum.
I'm fine.
Megan. That's Megan, the sommelier pirate Salazar, our sommelier for the show.
Our pirate that rides
She's
along on the ship.
In. Hey, I'm jacked. I mean, I'm really jacked.
Like jacked on steroids or like just jacked?
No, like Jack Daniels jacked, but I'm not
Jack
drinking
Links jacked.
Jack Links jacked.
We are eating Jack Links.
And I'm jacked because we have the national television host of The Foul Life.
This is very exciting.
On the Outdoor Channel, The Foul Life Podcast. You know that Chef Lawton and I get to do The Foul Life Podcast Eat Wild series,
yes,
where we show you how to bring field and forage to the table. But the national host of the television show, a man who needs no introduction in any room of waterfowlers, and that is Chad Belding, is here in the flesh, in person, on Raised in the Woods, because the show is here during the turkey hunting season, the last week of the Wisconsin turkey hunting season. Chad Belding, welcome back to Wisconsin. We know this place holds a special place in your heart.
It really does. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. What do you think so far of the trip?
Awesome. Turkey read the script today. I would say that we hunted very well today. I think there's times when you make mistakes, and I think there's times when your true talents come out, and I think that we made all the right moves today, and the turkey gave it up perfectly, and couldn't ask for more. We had our good buddy Jeff Tarsi from Nutrient Ag Solutions enjoying his first Wisconsin turkey hunt and harvest. So I don't think it could have went any better. Great dinner last night at the Hideaway. The wings were amazing. What were the steak things called?
Steak Tidbits. That's like their
steak
staple
tidbits.
Out on Okauchee Lake, the Hideaway.
Good. They were good.
Yeah. If you get to Wisconsin, you've got to check out the little pubs and restaurants around the Lake Country area. They are culinary masterpieces. Chef Lawton, you were just talking about the fact that some of the greatest food and greatest culinary in the state happens at these pubs and restaurants.
Yes.
In
I
Wisconsin.
Mean, some of the best food I've had in this state has come out of the back counter of one of our Mexican grocery stores or one of our little corner pubs or bars. I mean, you guys got to give these places a chance because you walk in and you will leave very, very happy with the experience and the culinary delights that they have to offer. I mean, I'm not just talking, not to downplay burgers and fries because who doesn't love that, but the 5-star meals that come out from these little tiny places is just incredible.
There's one in Madison.
Yeah, there is one. We're going to get to
I
it.
I think there's...
Oh, this is big. This is... Hey, Belding, this is a build-up. This is what we call a build-up.
Kind of a build-up.
For our official world-famous guest this evening. No pressure. Known, I think, what amazes me very much about our guest tonight is that he's kind of like in the realm of Madonna. I mean, the name Madonna,
you're
like you don't know her first name or last name. Wando is here with us on the show. Do you have a first name, Wando?
It's actually, my full name is Jaywan Sursky.
So. Oh.
Jaywan Sursky.
Yep.
Wow.
Definitely Italian.
Yes.
I've been hearing for weeks, we're gonna go to Wando's. And I'm like, is Wando a person? Are we going to his house? Is this a restaurant? What are we doing here?
The answer to all those questions is yes.
Yes. So it is a pleasure to meet you, Wando.
Well, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Wando is an icon in the Midwest. If you go to Madison and you partake in UW athletics whatsoever, and, you know, I don't want to create too much, like, rivalry talk because we are, you know, we've got rivalries with Illinois and Michigan, Minnesota, Iowa. But if you get to the Midwest, even to see your home states play, if they're not Wisconsin home states, you come to UW-Madison, and there is not a person who passes through that capital, that beautiful capital right across the street from where we are recording tonight, and you go to the University of Madison, and the hundreds of thousands of people have moved through both of those institutions. You don't do that without going to Wando's or knowing about Wando's. And I'm just going to talk about the elephant in the room, which is the fact that Wando's was literally the first place that inaugurated the jump around. Now,
what?
I'm not joking serious? About that. I am not joking about that.
And when was this?
How did that happen? Talk to me about that, Wando.
Well, 28 years ago, there was a football player at UW, Ryan Sundrup, that got hurt, blew out his knee, and he was going to work for the marketing department in UW Athletics. And that first Monday, they're like, well, what do we need here at Wisconsin for football games? And he's like, well, you need energy. And they said, well, why don't you bring us a song we can play at the beginning of the fourth quarter? And they went down to Wando's that night with a bunch of football buddies, and a former football player was bartending, and they had a list of 20 songs they went through, and they knew I liked Motley Crue, so that was a top five song. And
oh, I love Motley Crue.
I think Metallica was number
two. Who doesn't?
Two, but,
ooh, Metallica.
But they came up with Jump Around as their number one, and they played it at the beginning of the fourth quarter, which is kind of a famous game with Drew Brees, and we came back and won that game. But so my claim to fame is because it happened at Wando's that night where they're the football guy's picking the song that I am the birthplace of Jump Around.
That is so cool.
That's pretty cool. Which Motley Crue song was it? Kickstart My Heart?
Ooh.
Shout at the Devil.
There's so many. How can you
I
pinpoint?
Love Motley Crue. Yeah.
Well, that's
saw
just
him
a great
concert four
football
times.
Song. They're great.
Yeah.
But no, it's, and finally, ESPN approached me 3 years ago and did the documentary to air on sports on game day. So they aired a 4-minute documentary, and that's when
how awesome.
People finally realized that. Because I had the neon in the window for like 8 years. And
what does the neon say?
Wando's birthplace of Jump Around.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
Yeah, people called me out. They're like, that's not true. And they still call me out. I'm like, well, just go look on YouTube for the documentary. So
I would hand out little cards with the website, the URL for that documentary, because any a-hole who's going to say that to you in person clearly doesn't know what they're talking about.
Do you have a drink that's called the Jump Around?
No, I do not.
I'm going to create
one.
That for you.
We'll work on it.
Well, yep. Because the fishbowl is so, it's like the signature drink there.
Yeah.
It's been there for since day one. So, but no, it's been great. I mean, people from Ohio State or Iowa, they're like, oh, let's go to that Jump Around place. They saw the documentary. So it's pretty cool. And plus the people at ESPN won an Emmy for that documentary.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Has Everlast ever been in?
No, he was in town for less than 24 hours that day. And he had a big rider. Like he had to wanted a separate hotel for his handler. And I thought he would stop in, but no, he did not. Didn't make it.
Who's the other member of House of Pain? Do you know his name? I don't even know the other guy.
Well, I think the DJ at Cypress Hill co-wrote it or co-produced it.
Oh, really?
Because his people called me a year later and said, we want to come and do a thing about this. I'm like, you're a year late on the 25th anniversary of it. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Raised in the Woods. We're super excited to be with you. We bring you everything from the outdoors of Wisconsin Field and Forge, how to bring it from the field to the table. We've got a French culinarian as the co-host. That helps out a lot. And on today's show, we've got Wando from the famous Wando's, the birthplace of the Jump Around, and The Foul Life Television, seen on the Outdoor Channel that I have the honor of being the Midwest host of. We have the national host of that show with us, Chad Belding. And I'm what is so crazy to me is that people say there's 6 degrees of separation from everybody. I think it's like more like 2 or 3. Wando, you know, Wando owns a place here in Madison that everybody who's been a legislator or a staffer or in the governor's office at the Capitol has gone through at some point. And all the students and everybody who comes to the University of Wisconsin goes to your place, even some to see the birthplace of the jump around and to have great food. And one of the segments of the show, we're going to talk about food at the small town bars in the Midwest, because the culinary is absolutely fantastic. But my question is this. I start working for Chad Belding and the Foul Life about 5 years ago now, and he says, we got to go see Wando. I said, I know Wando. How the hell did you guys meet each other? How did that happen? And how does it turn out that I'm friends with Chad and I know you?
I would come to Summerfest quite a few times in Milwaukee.
And world's largest music festival.
Yes.
And Zach Brown was headlining for a few years, and he was hunting a bunch with us at the time. And his head of security and personal bodyguard is a really good friend of mine and Jay's. His name's Chad Payne. Speaking of House of Payne. But Chad Payne and Zach said, because I told him about the Travel Wisconsin deal, and I told him about us filming up there, and they're like, when you're in Madison, because remember, we filmed the football game.
Yeah,
and they said,
that was awesome.
When you go there, you need to meet this guy. And Chad put me in touch. And then Wando put us in the ESPN tailgate. He put us on the 50-yard line. He got us media pass. Like, he worked with you for the media
He's
passes.
He's a pretty important guy, so
we
I think he could pretty much do anything.
We were on the sidelines filming the game. I don't remember who we played that night. But
Nebraska.
We played the Cornhuskers. And then inside the bar, you know, it was just the food, the atmosphere, the aura, the culture. I was just like, man. And he brought us hoodies, and we all put the hoodies on. And it's just where I come from, there's not, I talk to you about the culture all the time of this place, and I compare it to the South. And Wisconsin's got culture. Where we come from, not so much. So
I want to talk a little bit about that later.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that.
So when I get to enjoy it and meet a guy like Wando, I was like, damn, these bars are badass. And then you got the student body. Then you have all the alumni. Then you have all the athletics. And then he was just like, if you need this, I got it. If you need this, I got it. And then it just took off from there.
And you guys just struck it off and then became fast friends.
Yeah.
Yes, but there was no pressure when Chad Payne calls from Zach Brown. It's like, okay. And then I talked to Chad. This is what he needs. So I had to use
You had to use some juice. You had to use some Wando juice.
I had to call everybody that I knew and like, okay, the media passes, the tailgate, and
Wando had to jump around.
Yeah, he had to jump around through some hoops.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, well, hey, there's nothing, nobody knows better than about this Capitol about having to use some juice on some stuff to get stuff done. And Wando, you're a mover and a shaker in this state. There's no doubt about it. The fact that you guys ended up meeting each other and then we culminate that when they come here, the Foul Life's working here and we get to come and visit you and eat some of the food. And we're going to get into kind of what I call, a lot of people call it the bar culture in the Midwest. I don't think it's bar culture. I think it's community culture.
Yeah.
Because the people who go through a place like yours, and there's so many fantastic places in the Midwest, they come from all walks of life, and they find commonalities very often through culinary, through great cocktails, and through camaraderie. And I'm telling you, the fact that you've survived as long as you have, especially in a city of this size, shows that you have something special going on there. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, the Foul Life's got a relationship with Travel Wisconsin and the Tourism Bureau. I mean, there is no better way or reason to come to Wisconsin than if you're going to celebrate kind of the culinary, and there's really no better place to do it than there is at the bars and restaurants. This is Raised in the Woods.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is Raised in the Woods, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the great states of Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa. Raised in the Woods can be heard Saturdays at 11 o'clock on your Civic Media stations. And Chef Lawton, co-host of the show.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Dandy.
Where can they catch this if they don't catch it live on Saturdays?
Well, if you are busy enjoying Wisconsin, the Midwest, and you can't listen on Saturday, you can follow back up on Spotify, YouTube, or civicmedia.us. Oh, and Apple.
Yeah.
Can't forget the Apple.
Go check us out. I promise you're going to laugh a little bit. We laugh at ourselves.
And follow the Facebook page.
Follow our Facebook page.
Yeah, we have some interesting posts.
Which is growing really fast.
Yeah, and if you haven't checked out the Facebook page recently, please do so, because Joel put an awesome turkey fan tutorial on it that has some interesting comments, and it's fun to read.
Yeah,
so
we
love it. So if you need a good read,
yeah,
go to the Facebook page.
If you want to, one thing about hunters, and before I get into it, I want to introduce our guests today. The Fowl Life Television is in town in Wisconsin, and they come to the Midwest through Travel Wisconsin, and we hunt for the national television show. And I'm going to be honest with you, folks. It had always been a dream of mine to be part of a national television show. I started my career out in television and television news, had a local hunting and eating show called Kill It, Clean It, Cook It, which aired 13 years on several stations throughout Wisconsin. And to be a part of a national television show that's got reach in the waterfowl community and the greater hunting community is extremely exciting. That wouldn't have happened had it not been for what national host Chad Belding always says, all because of a mallard duck. That is how he talks about his life and the exciting adventures that he comes across. Chad Belding is in the studio today, and our fishbowl is mobile. We're across the street from the Wisconsin State Capitol. But Chad,
what a beautiful view.
Fantastic to have you here in town hunting with you for turkeys. No pressure there. That was sarcastic. but we really got it done today, and I'm telling you, all because of a mallard duck really expands into all of the areas of the outdoors and the people you meet and the experiences you have and the adventures you get to have really round out a life.
Yeah, I say it all the time just because 90% of my network is built because of a mallard duck. And I say mallard because that's my number one. That's what I would go to the end of the earth to chase or pursue. And through the mallard duck and our excursions and our experiences, I've been able to meet what I, you know, just the coolest people. You always say it, like, the network that I have is not built overnight, but it was pretty easy because everybody shared that same commonality of Mother Nature, the woods, the ducks, the geese, turkeys. And whether it's, we mentioned Zach Brown in segment one, or a five-star admiral or a fighter pilot in the military or a professional baseball player or a janitor at a high school. You find instant. And people are like, well, you can do that on a golf course. And I'm like, No, you can't, because you're pissed off all the time because you suck. golf is, first of all, it's too difficult and it's too hard for me to have fun doing it because I suck so bad.
If I could bring a shotgun and a fishing rod with me to the golf course, it'd be great.
But it's one of those things to where hunting, just you get down on your knees real quick and observe Mother Nature and pray to God and understand the higher powers of what got you there. And I think that when you can be that vulnerable around a campfire, you get to know somebody on a different level, or in a duck blind. You can't really talk a lot in the turkey woods. You can't talk a lot in the deer stand. So it's not like being in the duck blind when you're ribbing and you're talking. And I just think that all of it goes back to that network that was built because of a mallard duck is what I take a lot of pride in. And I don't take any of it for granted.
Well, I love the fact that you're expanding your repertoire of hunting. I mean, I can't believe you're going to Texas to hunt an axis deer. I never thought I'd hear you say that. I'm excited about that. Yep. And turkey hunting, you've really gotten into turkey hunting lately.
When I kill that axis, or if I do, will you get me some of these made? I love
this. Of course.
Those.
Absolutely.
And will you make Brittany a purse out of it?
Absolutely. Yes, we got a guy. We got a guy. Butch Ledoux of Ledoux Leather has been on the show before. He's an incredible craftsman. He can take the skin of any animal and turn it into anything you want, upholstery-wise.
We're going to use the whole
gunsling-wise, you name it. And I'll tell you what's crazy. you know, something this show talks about quite a bit is using everything of the animal. And, yes. you know, we had duck tongue stir fry the other night, incredible. Which was phenomenal. Yes. And that is something that is incredibly important. And people don't realize you can turn jewelry, things into jewelry. You know, the spurs on a turkey are beautiful jewelry. The claws on a harvested black bear are beautiful necklaces or earrings. I mean, mm-hmm. I love trying to use every single part of these animals because the taking of a life is a sacred event. And you just said it. When you're out there, it is giving glory because you, I'll tell you what, nothing will humble you like a hard-fought hunt that ends up without success. Nothing humbles you like that.
Yeah, and I think if you take the lows and the ebb and flows of hunting and the failure, you know, for lack of better terms, and you have a short-term memory. My daughter's trying to become a really high-level volleyball player, and I said a big-time trait of a good athlete is a short-term memory. Mm-hmm. When you're on the floor a lot, you're going to get a lot of opportunities, and not all of those opportunities are going to go your way. It's how you let that go and get right back in the game and forget. In baseball, you could go 0 for 4 at the plate, but you still got to go get your glove and go out in the field.
Yep.
Right? So yes, in hunting yesterday, we made mistakes. We made mistakes. We got antsy. We weren't in our A game.
We weren't got antsy.
But we didn't let it get to us. We woke up today with the right attitude, even though there was a little bit of even more last night that changed our plans, right?
Yeah.
But we woke up and we're like, this is going to happen. And I don't know how many times you heard me say it, though. I said it 10 times this morning. That Tom will be up here on the top of the – he's going to come to us. And he did.
Yeah.
And if you think it, you can
do
it.
Well, we're educated with our mistakes.
That's because I'm such a good turkey caller.
I will
yes,
say that.
Why are you laughing?
I will sit here all day long and say that.
Coming from you, I really appreciate that.
I will say in the last 30 seconds of this segment, though, that the funniest thing that I've seen in the outdoors in a long time, and I think you said one of our segments is going to be talking about this, but this doesn't count. When you gobble and your hair flops around, you look like I'm like, dude, you're going to scare every turkey in the world.
It worked, though. They came in, and that was that. This is Raised in the Woods. Man, Raised in the Woods really gets off into the weeds sometimes. My name's Joel Clayfish. I'm the host of this radio show. Ellie Lawton is the co-host. Ellie.
I'm the one distributing life vests.
Yes, you are, getting the dinghies out. Isn't that the little boats they take away when the ship's going
down? I believe so.
Down?
I'm not very nautical, so
yes,
I don't know.
Yes, they are. I know that one.
Brittany is with us, Brittany Christensen,
yes.
Who is...
I'm excited that Brittany's here.
I'm excited she's here, too. If you're just joining us, the national host of the national television show The Foul Life, seen on the Outdoor Channel and My Outdoor TV, Chad Belding is here. I get to host the Midwest portions of The Foul Life. A great honor and great fun. Awesome to have you in town. Wando of the world famous Wando, birthplace of the jump around, is here. We have an all-star cast today. And man alive, we have the show's going very fast because we've got all this to talk about. I don't even know how we're going
to
cover.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start because I have questions for Brittany, questions for Chad, questions for Wando.
Well, let's start with the wild of the week. We haven't done that yet.
Yes.
I'm going to steal the biggest wild of the week right off the bat. Today's turkey hunt. We had Jeff in town from Nutrient Ag Solutions, and this guy's trying to kill a turkey in all 50 states. Fantastic guy. Terrific Southern drawl, just a real sweetheart of a guy. And we took our lumps turkey hunting yesterday. We took our lumps. We worked at it really hard. But today, it was a new day, and we went after them literally run and gun style, where you try to get in position on them, call them to you, get them to do their thing in front of you. We had hens strutting, full strut, full fan.
That's so great.
Never seen anything like that in my life. A full fan on a hen. We had Jake's come in, and then finally, at the buzzer, this big old redheaded Tom came in full strut. There is nothing, Chad Belding, like fooling Mother Nature and getting it within 10 yards of you in front of you. There's nothing like it. No adrenaline rush, no drug in the world that feels like what it feels like when you are in Mother Nature on a beautiful day, a crisp wind coming and a few clucks and purrs, and all of a sudden you have got a 20-plus pound Tom with an 11-inch beard, full strut, walking right toward your face because they see like crazy and they didn't see us, and we put the
cap
on it.
That is so great.
Today. That was unbelievable.
It was. And the strategy from the pavement to the spotting to getting in position and failing in the first two setups and not giving up and being relentless pretty much, but not aggressive. We took our time. We didn't bust in there, and we stayed calm and put together, kept our composure on the calling. We easily could have left and just went and looked for another turkey. But we just kept telling ourselves that something's going to happen on that road. That road was a perfect access point for those turkeys to transfer back and forth from shade to sun.
Yep, it was perfect.
And it was a cold morning, so they were going to look for sun. And when he came up and you saw the sun going through the tips of his fan, I was just like, this is picture
so
perfect.
Beautiful.
That was unbelievable.
And then his red head pops up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it happened. After two jakes, two hens, then a fully fanned, aggressive, dominant hen, then two more hens, and then he followed those two right to the kill zone. It was freaking awesome.
Yeah, wow. That was incredible. Have you, do you believe in manifesting things? Do you believe in that?
Oh, yeah. I think the most important thing in success, what I used in college baseball or high school baseball, then at D1 college, and I still use in hunting, is the art of visualization.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Williams talks about it in The Science of Hitting, and you can manifest, and you can paint the picture, make your masterpiece, and visualize what's going
to
happen.
I have to, and
I couldn't agree more with that.
Yeah, I know. And I know, Ellie, you're a big believer in manifesting things.
Yes.
Wando, do you believe things can be manifested?
Absolutely.
I struggle with that. I really do. I've told people, you know, when the saying, you can do anything in life if you put your mind to it, right?
Yeah. It's true.
And Brittany, do you believe in manifestation? Manifesting?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
She stalked me for 6 months.
Oh, you wish.
You wish. Yes. This is so great.
Oh boy, we're gonna get in. I think we should get into that. She stalked you. I'm gonna guess it was the other way around.
No, it was not.
You were correct.
She manifested the situation.
I think you manifested it. Since you're the big believer in it.
I struggle with manifestation because I do believe, you know, you hear the easy saying, the cliche is you can do anything if you put your mind to it, right? Which is basically manifestation. But I will say in a life that I have been blessed to be able to accomplish, to participate in so many things, so many wonderful things, and hunting and bringing that quarry to the table is really sincerely one of the most satisfying things in my life. But I don't know that if it's because you think it's going to happen, that it's going to happen, or if it's just the God-blessed hard work.
Then what's the difference between that and religion?
What's that? Religion's based on faith.
Well, I think
faith is different than manifestation.
I don't know if it is.
I think manifestation is, me personally, and Joel is going to roll his eyes. He already knows this. I could talk about manifestation for probably 2 days straight.
Yes.
My life, I believe very strongly in manifestation because my life has, up to this point, been a result of my manifestation. Now, the other side of that is manifestation is a combination of motivation, right? Motivation, hard work, and believing in yourself, because life, you can manifest the same thing every single day. I want to buy a Corvette, right? That Corvette's not going to fall out of the sky. But me saying every day, I want a Corvette, I'm going to start doing the actions to get that Corvette. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to get maybe a better job. But while those things are happening, life is still going to throw things at you, right? So life is naturally going to knock us off the course. But manifesting and keeping our eye on the prize, I guess, is the best way to say it. I mean, it's every single time. You guys, Joel, I know on this hunt, this was really important to you guys. You had a fantastic gentleman who came here and he wanted to check it off his basically bucket list to get this turkey. And you guys had a rough start to your turkey hunt, but you continually said to yourself, this is going to work out. We're going to make this work. and you did the things to make it work.
Yeah, it was.
So whether it's motivation.
Yeah, that's why I'm question manifesting.
That's what he's
but
saying.
That's where,
that's what I'm saying.
That's where
what
those
if that
things come.
Didn't come.
But he did. So why are we talking about it not coming?
But so many but so many times he didn't.
That's true. But that wouldn't have stopped Joel or you from going back out in the woods next season and trying again.
So is it luck?
Or the next day.
Or the next day.
No, there's no such thing as luck.
Sure there is.
There is no such thing as luck.
The harder you work, the luckier you get.
Yeah, which proves there's no such thing as luck.
Absolutely.
What's your wild of the week, Ellie?
My wild of the week is all about Brittany.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
And her manifestation of Chad?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. No, that was Slinger. Just all pure luck for Chad.
Stage five,
yeah.
I do believe in luck. Chad got lucky to be able to be with Brittany.
Oh, luck is a real thing.
That's awesome.
Yes. Okay, so do you want to hear about this?
Yes.
So Brittany came over to the ranch last night, and we were going to, she's going to help me with chores before we meet up for dinner. All of us, and the horses are out on pasture this time of year, and they just got out to pasture, so they're kind of reluctant to come in at the end of the day. Usually, you know, the grain tastes sweeter by the end of summer because the grass is drier, not as delicious, right?
Sure.
So I'm like, well, the horses are way out on pasture, and I don't really feel like walking out there. I'm like, Brittany, I'm going to grab a little shaker of treats and yell for them. And I had one horse look at me, and he just rolled his eyes and put his head down and kept eating grass. And I started whistling, and I can't do the really loud whistle, you know, like where you put two fingers in your mouth and whistle.
I know it.
Brittany goes, hey, do you want me to do a loud whistle? I'm like, please. This girl, now she doesn't have horses. She does one loud whistle. And
she has a stallion.
Where?
You're sitting next to him.
Oh, it is on the tip of my tongue to make a gelding joke.
Okay, so the horse that looked up at Brittany was one of my personal horses, one of my geldings. And he looked at her and was like, that's a new whistle. I'm going to go to that because that sounds awesome. And I'm like, can you whistle more? So she whistled a few times and got the whole herd to beeline it right to the door of the barn. It was so funny. And then by the end of chores, I let that horse out. His name is Kojax. And he's walking down the aisle and Brittany goes, he is just so wonderful. And I don't think at that point you knew that was the horse that had run into your whistle.
No.
And they immediately just formed this connection. She has this adorable picture of him on her phone. He's sticking his tongue out at her. And I'm like, Chad, do you know you're taking this
horse
home? Chad
needs a bigger plane because that horse is going home with
Chad,
him.
So this is a surprise for Chad. He doesn't know this, but Brittany and I went to the trailer place today. We bought you a trailer so you could take Coach
We're driving
home.
Back.
Is it a double one?
I think Ethan... Ethan's driving the trailer.
That was my wild of the week was watching Brittany herding the horses. I'm like, you wrangled the horses and you didn't even have to take a step.
That is an awesome wild of the week.
And she had the biggest smile on her face, and so did I, because I didn't have to walk way out to the pasture to get them.
Yep.
And it was just great. Horses just make everything happy.
Yes.
Yeah. Chad, what's your wild of the week? What'd you do outside this week that you
Foul life? Started in 2008, and we're getting ready to start shooting season 19 of The Foul Life. And
that's incredible.
Axel, my dog, and everybody knows I named my dogs after the starting five members of the greatest band of all time, Guns N' Roses. And Axel gave us 9 seasons so far. And just in Canada last year, he picked up 1,400 birds in 20 days.
That's incredible.
And he's an amazing dog, but it's time to start a new one. So Brittany's been with me the last 4 months. We've had our new black lab out of Mossy Pond Kennels, and his name is Slash. And
he's very cute. I saw pictures.
He's got it. And we both were like, man, we're going to Wisconsin. We had to hand him down to my assistant, Jen, and she put him on an airplane yesterday and shipped him back, flew him back to Georgia. And we got a video today of his first day at what I call boot camp, because his life's changing now. He's going to work.
Yeah, that's
there's no more sitting on the couch with us and just chilling at night.
He got a job now.
He's in college, D1 now.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
So seeing that video today of him retrieving for Lee Howard, the head trainer at Mossy Pond, is my wild of the week.
Yeah, I'd say that's a good one. Wando, what do you got?
Wild of the week. I would say, for me personally, I haven't spent a lot of time outside, but last night, my family, I have four kids, 4, 7, 9, and 11, and my wife. We're all playing group pickleball.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, that's a great one. I've never played pickleball.
And I thought about it, you know, because we're moving in 2 weeks to a bigger house, but I told my kids our next house will be able to put a court in. You know, we'll have room in the backyard. But
awesome.
You know,
that sounds awesome.
When you, one thing about manifestation you guys were talking about, but everybody in this room did one thing, they invested in themselves. That's why you were in the, you know, you're hunting for a turkey. You put yourself, you know, put a brand together. You became experienced of what you did. You know, world-renowned chef, you know, lobbyist. It's like everybody invests in themselves, and that's why they are successful. So I work.
That's a great wild of the weekend, a very good lesson. Brittany?
Okay, well, this is my first time to Wisconsin.
Yay! We're so excited to have you here.
That's it.
Yeah.
And cheese curds?
I've had a lot of cheese curds. I had hot honey cheese curds.
Yes.
And, but my favorite is Chef Ellie's duck tongue that she made.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh. That was my first time trying
that. That's so awesome.
And that was incredible, too.
Taste the food that tastes
Thanks, Brittany.
Yes.
Yeah, what a past couple of days it has been, and how fast our hour goes. And of course, we got the cooking segment coming up. We always do that on the show. We love having you along. If you're new to the show, thank you for joining us. If you're a veteran like Gary Fluitt, our number
one fan,
hang in there because you're going to learn a lot. And this is Raised in the Woods.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is Raised in the Woods, heard across 5 states in the Midwest. My name's Joel Clayfish. You can hear us on Saturdays at 11 o'clock on your Civic Media stations. If you miss it, check out our podcast at civicmedia.us. We're a show about talking about the outdoors, what's great in it, what you haven't tried in it, how to get into it, some of the crazy stuff people do in the outdoors. We've got the national host of the Fowl Life Television in the studio with us. Of course, I'm joined by Ellie Lawton, co-host of the show, outdoors woman and culinary master. Wando is here from Wando's, and Brittany is here. Brittany, this was your first time in Wisconsin, and this cooking segment, we're going to do a little different. I want to know what your favorite Wisconsin wild game is, or, you know, something that you can eat if you harvest it in the Midwest. Do you have one?
Well, I would say hands down, Chef Ellie's deconstructed spring rolls were
that was so good.
Or as Chad called them, the unconstructed.
Yeah, I could eat 10 plates of it.
Sounds way better.
That was made with wild turkey from Wisconsin. You know what, Chad? I think I want to change the name to under construction spring roll.
I like that,
right?
You're welcome. I should get a commish.
Okay.
Part of the fan favorite series.
I'll send you a spring roll wrapper or something for your commission.
I can freestyle rap.
You can take that pillow home.
Just send the spring rolls.
He's a freestyle.
I'm going to give you this wild game pillow.
There you go.
Joel.
I love this.
Freestyle.
What's the guy's name in Charlie Brown? Limus?
Linus.
I'm like Linus with this pillow.
You are.
You have it. Yeah.
You're not more like Pigpen?
But it sheds. This thing is a Pigpen. It sheds crazy.
It does shed a little bit.
Can we talk real quick before you go on? And I apologize if this is out of key, but can we talk about Jeff Tarsi for a second and what you were talking about with agriculture?
Yeah.
For a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's a great thing to bring up.
Nutrient Ag Solutions and the farming in Wisconsin. I don't, you know, like I go to New York every September. You've been there with me. And most people, when they think of New York, they think of NYC. But you saw the farming up there.
Oh, gosh.
The country's amazing.
It's New York. Greater New York is beautiful.
And when you hear it's Wisconsin, you think Bart Starr, Brett Favre, Green Bay Packers, Lambeau Field.
Right.
But the farming here, the hunting, the outdoors, and what Nutrient's doing up here. He's got offices in Janesville. And he visited one in DeForest today, and his team up here. Just talk to me about what you thought of Jeff and what you think about Nutrien.
What amazed me about Jeff was that he put something into perspective for me that I'd never had in perspective before, and that is how important agriculture is to being a hunter or an angler in this state. Wild game does not exist in the perfect balance or as close to perfect balance as we try to make it without Wisconsin agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And what are those animals eating? You know, they're in, on, and around the agriculture. And, of course, those numbers have to be kept in check for conservation. And Jeff brought that to my mind, and I had never looked at it from quite that perspective, that full circle perspective. Without farmers, you don't have wild game. Without hunters, you don't have conservation. Without conservation, you don't have successful farmers. I mean, it's a complete circle. And that's going to drive me to my favorite thing to eat, which is the Canada goose. And I know I'm alone on that in a lot of circles. A lot of people don't like eating Canada goose, but
so
I think Canada goose is one of the most versatile items, and I make a wild goose pot pie that I think, man, I could eat it every day. That's mine. That's mine.
Goose is good.
What's your favorite? Wanda, your favorite wild game, Wisconsin wild game dish? Mm.
Well, it's kind of funny growing up with my family. My dad would shoot a ton of squirrels.
But
knowing our economic upbringing, that was kind of a necessity back
then. Squirrel's delicious.
Finding out, you know, later on that, you know, my dad became more successful, but that was just something that we had to do.
You're a lot deeper man than I realized. Mm-hmm. You know that? You're kind of a deep thinker. I like it. We're going to have you back on the show.
Socrates? Yes.
We did get into philosophies on this show. The squirrels did it to me.
He squirreled you.
Chad, what's your favorite wild game dish?
From Wisconsin?
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of walleye waters in the Western United States.
Oh, great answer.
So when I'm in this part of the country in the land of the lakes or Saskatchewan or Ontario, I think it's the best freshwater fish there is. I like perch.
Yes.
I like crappie, but walleye
and the Wisconsin fish
fries. And the Wisconsin fish fries and the way and all the different versatility you can get with preparing walleye.
Yeah.
By far is my favorite wild game in Wisconsin.
Ooh, yes.
I could eat it 365 days a year, but I can't get any of you to ship it to me consistently.
Well, you should come
now
in
more often. I got my
now
guy.
You got Wando.
Yeah.
You got
Wando.
Well, you got someone who works in the food
Wando
service industry.
Wando the walleye.
And owns a restaurant.
Wando
bar,
the
so
walleye wrangler.
I think that you could get
walleye
that done
wrangler
if you wanted to.
Wando the Ellie, walleye wrangler.
Ellie, our culinarian, what is your favorite Wisconsin wild game dish?
To be honest, I hate this question.
Right, because you like so many different versions.
And it depends on type of year. I'm with you on goose. I love Canada goose. I cannot tell you how many amazing things we have done with it. Pot pie, honestly, was going to be my answer because I can put any wild game in that. I can swap out flavors. I can do different kind of gravies in it, different kind of pie crust for me. The world is your oyster on that one.
Yeah.
But I love our whitetail. I love venison.
Yeah.
It is so fantastic.
Venison brats.
That's another one that you can do anything with. And if someone tells you, oh, it's only good to throw in a butter or a pan with butter and onions, oh, that scares me. It's good like that. But you can do anything with this wild game here in Wisconsin. It's just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. I think for me, the fact that we literally eat and create, and we've been on an Asian food bent lately.
Yeah,
which is
we're gonna get off that.
We're gonna move off Asian food.
It's so good.
People absolutely underestimate how good waterfowl is for Asian dishes.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's so good. You know, listening to the show, you're going to get some creative ideas for things. We hope you step out of the box. We hope you experience the outdoors. We were just some folks who decided to make it part of our lifestyle. And when you do that, you're living in three dimensions, not in the two dimensions of the little 3-inch by 7-inch everybody holds in their hands. And I don't mean to end by waxing philosophical, but I'm going to tell you, get off that phone, get out there and live in three dimensions, have experiences. Experiences in life matter more than things. We love having you along. We'll see you next week on Raised in the Woods.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.